Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running. Today we'll talk about the incredible power of two words that runners love to say. Words that cause just as much excitement as that oh-so-important acronym PR or PB. But these two words can be problematic as well. Today, we'll talk about both sides of this shiny coin. Think of two words runners sometimes find themselves saying that make them really happy, that provide them with great pleasure. Sometimes it's when they're on a run with friends, and other times they appear in a thread on Facebook. Think of two words you might type in on Facebook that make you feel exhilarated, pumped, motivated. See if you can think of these two words that I'm thinking of. It's not an acronym, not PR or PB, like I said. It's two words, and here's a hint. The first one is a contraction, so otherwise it would be a very short three-word sentence. A three-word exclamation that runners love to say, whether in a conversation with other runners, in person, or on Facebook. Maybe you said finish line. That's a good answer, but it's not the right one. I would argue that while the finish line holds tremendous importance to us, saying them is not particularly powerful. It's crossing it that's powerful. The two words I'm thinking of actually themselves inspire and empower us. They make us feel excitement because they hold potential, sometimes amazing potential. Here's an even bigger hint. The first word in the two-word phrase is I'm. That's I'M. What's the other word? It's in, I-N. This phrase embodies energy, optimism, and even friendship. The expression I'm thinking of is I'm in. I love, love, love to say those words. It's a commitment. It's a promise. It's a plan. When someone says, I'm in, they're usually saying it to someone, a friend, or several people who are already in. And therein lies the thrill, because it means there's a group of people committed to do something together. An event, or maybe not an event, maybe just a run. Maybe someone posts on Facebook, I got 16 miles planned at the Ridge Trail Sunday morning, planning to start at 5:30. Who's in? Someone, sometimes, only seconds later, posts, I'm in, and so it goes. By the end of the day, a group of six people have committed to the early morning run, and they're all looking forward to it. What's so exciting? I guess only a runner would get it. I bet you get it. It's so cool for grown-ups to have that feeling. When I was a kid, we lived about a mile from a great fishing lake. My brother Milt and I loved to fish. He was my best friend. He still is. We'd fish all summer for the thrill of reeling in three or four bass. But looking back, I realized it really wasn't the bass that was so exciting, although that really was a big deal. No, really, it was us getting out of the house before the rest of the family, before sunup, just the two of us, on a mission, sharing an adventure, not knowing what the day would bring. When I say I'm in, it reminds me of those days. I feel like a kid again, and that's a great feeling. It's the race or run. It's the exhilaration of that fast-beating heart, of sweat, of hours of time spent talking, just talking, touching on every conceivable subject on a run with friends. We all know runners hold nothing back. There's a lot of conversation that takes place on those long runs. Not long ago, I was at a trailhead with friends, and as we trotted off onto the trail, I marveled at the fact that someone had already brought up the topic of poop, and we weren't even on the trail yet. And I wonder how many people outside the running community would actually have an app on their phone to compare the color of their urine to a chart to determine whether they're properly hydrated. Yet to runners, that's not an unusual thing. The other day, after our group run, We all congratulated my friend Dave Yancey on the successful completion of his first 100-mile race the week before. We all gathered around his smartphone as he proudly displayed a picture of, honest to God, a photo of the most impressive blister I have ever seen. And of course, then there are the black toenail photos. Lots of them make the rounds. Images saved on cell phones, posted on Facebook. Obnoxious photos by anyone's standards, but shared nonetheless. Badges of many miles, lots of running. We get it, and we appreciate it. They're symbols of adventure. Those two words, I'm in, represent the potential of more adventures. If words can be described as full or empty, those two are as full of possibility as any words could be. It's what they mean, the whole idea that you're committing to join your friends to do something momentous. Maybe because it'll be hard, or maybe just because time has taught that the more events we do, the more runs we go on, the more events we share with our friends, the more adventures, the more memories we'll have. Not much that's exciting happens while you sit on the couch or shop at a mall. Maybe you've finished a run and someone says, I think I'm going to do such and such a race. Then someone else says, I might do that race. The first one then says, do it, come on, do it with me. Then someone else will start asking about the details of the event. When is it? That person is now processing the possibility of doing it as well. She mentions how it relates to other events she's planning, thinking out loud. Now, both runner number one and runner number two start to encourage runner number three to do it. Now, the fourth, fifth, and sixth runner in the pack suddenly become hypersensitive to the discussion, influenced by the familiar sound of a plan being hatched. They want to do it too. This has more power, more impact, more import for experienced runners who've shared adventures before, as we all seek repeat performances. Perhaps an adventure even better than last year's, providing new memories, new remember wins. An hour later, when this pod of runners returns to the trailhead, they may have all committed to the plan. That's how it often happens. And when they get back to their smartphones or laptops, they start to promote the idea with other friends. And by that night, they're registered. And the next day, they may even be talking about hotel reservations. And if it's a distance away, they'll be talking about a plane trip or plane fare. And if it's not too far away, if they can drive there, somebody intones those other two pregnant words. Car trip! Yep, sometimes, often, the race is just the excuse for an adventure, and that's just fine. Because after all, the most fun of all is in the journey to the finish line. And that includes the trip to the start line, which may actually span months. For many of us, for most of us in the running community, our years are divided into race cycles, each building to the next adventure. I have to mention, though, that the temptation to join our friends can sometimes be too great. And all of a sudden, a runner finds herself or himself committed to do a race that doesn't fit into their schedule. Maybe they're not experienced enough, or maybe it's too close to another race they're already committed to do. At such times, it takes great restraint to accept that feeling of being left out of the plans. That's the other side of this shiny coin. If that happens to you, here's my advice. Go along with your friends and be their support crew, the group photographer, or volunteer at the race. There's no reason to miss the adventure and excitement unless you feel it will be harder to watch and not participate. In that case, just stay home and find something else fun to plan for that weekend. Some people will say, well, I'll just do it as a training run. That's fine if a run of that distance is appropriate at that time in your training cycle for your schedule. But I would caution that very few people, regardless of their good intentions, will find that they can run a race as just a training run. Most people will run as fast as they can, no matter what they planned to do. After all, it's a race, It's hard not to race it. It's hard to do a race and have your time reported in the results when you just ran it as a training run. After all, you won't be able to get the race director to make a note next to your name in the results that said, just a training run. One tip here is to get around this is to tear off your timing strip before the race. That way you won't be tempted to go faster, or at least it won't be likely. You're much more likely to keep it to a training run when you know your time will not be posted anywhere. If you might be tempted to race it, and you know you shouldn't, either because it's too close to a goal race, or would be too many miles for you at that time in your schedule, or if it's too close to your recovery from an injury, you must be tough and resist the temptation. And those friends you were with when the plan was hatched need to support your decision not to do the race, rather than begging you to join them to do the race that's not in your best interest at that time. Friends don't let friends do races that are ill-advised. And all of us will from time to time have to miss a race that we would like to do with our friends because it's just not appropriate for us at that time. Remember, there will be plenty of years ahead full of opportunities to relish those magical words, I'm in. Now, as I record this podcast, it's actually National Running Day. When you hear this podcast, even if it's after National Running Day, any time during the month of June 2014, in honor of National Running Day and in honor of running, here's what I want you to do. If you're on Facebook, go to the Mojo for Running Facebook page and post a picture of you running or at a trailhead, something like that. And then post why you run. Just a picture of you and just a line that says why you run, just one sentence. And it'll be great fun for all of us to read that. And another thing, while you're there, I just noticed today, I think I have 1,995 likes on that page. Let's see how many more likes we can get on that page while you're at it. I really would appreciate that. Now here's today's quote. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must outrun the fastest lion, or it will be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle, or it will starve. It doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running.